fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and want to continue to talk this week about the exhortation from the New Testament, from the apostles and others, helping each one of us understand something that's crucial, that the source of our strength, I mean real strength, daily being able to live with peace, with joy, and if we lose it for a bit, to know how to kind of recapture it, to have a foundation of security and confidence, a sense of purpose and real conviction that our lives are in the hands of God. That, as Jesus said to the apostles, don't be afraid, I'm with you always until the end of the age. The knowledge of God's total commitment to us and his living presence in our lives each day, the conviction that he, as he said, I will never abandon you and I will not forsake you. God is not a man that he should lie, friends. He is truth itself. And the apostles and the saints, all so many of whom just lived through unbelievable difficulties in this world and trials and cultural upheavals and personal martyrdom, they knew and experienced what it meant, what Jesus' words meant, what the words of the scripture meant. Be not afraid. That's literally, don't be afraid. Nothing can harm you. God is with you. God is for you. The worst this world can do is take your life. But that's not going to happen without God permitting it. And so we live every day as disciples of Jesus, knowing who we are, that we're sons and daughters of God, that we've been called to follow Jesus. And that's the entire point of our lives, that the point of my life and yours is that now you belong to another and you're in his hands. And the whole point of life, no matter what else is going down around you, is for you with a single-hearted devotion to respond to what Jesus said to us and all those who follow him. Seek first the kingdom of God. Yes, Lord, but what about this? What about that? What about the situation of the world? What about, you know, our financial situation? What about sickness and disease and political upheaval and rioting in the streets? And what about all these things, Lord? Yeah, they're real. And they can be kind of scary and frightening when we have to face them on our own. But above all people, a disciple should never be surprised when the world acts worldly, chaotic, full of anger and rage and fear, just panicked. Jesus said, as I mentioned yesterday, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. The flesh wants us, that is, what is the flesh? That dimension of who we are, the fallen dimension of who we are, that's egocentric, that puts me first, my will be done, not God's will be done, that's self-reliant and presumptuous and given over to our passions in so many ways. And in the midst of difficulty and trial, when things don't go the way we want them to go, we feel like somebody's dealt us a bad hand, we feel justified in behavior that's displeasing to the Lord. We feel justified because we've been harmed or hurt or someone's disappointed us or they didn't deliver on promises, as if our joy and our hope and our confidence and our reason for living is somehow caught up in other people's fidelity to us in all ways. So we justify wasting enormous amounts of time being caught up in the angst of the world and its rage and anger, forgetting who we are as sons and daughters of God, that we are temples of the Holy Spirit, that God himself has made his home in us now. And he's given us everything we could possibly want and imagine. He's given us a share, as Paul said yesterday in the reading I reflected on from Colossians. He's given us a share in his own inheritance. And he's come to give us the power we need to be able to live the way he called us to live. And sometimes I think, friends, we feel like, yeah, if all the circumstances in my life are working well and I have all the comfort and security that I need and everybody's healthy and everybody's happy and everything is moving swiftly along in the direction I want it to go, yeah, then I can be loving and kind and I can be more at peace. But man, when things are turned on their heads, when I lose my job or when there's disappointment or I'm really angry at these politicians or I'm fighting this, that, or other cause, I feel justified in living outside the way of life that Jesus has called me to. Here's where the whole issue of the lordship of Jesus comes in to the life of a disciple. St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 14, Jesus died and rose so that he could be Lord of both the dead and of the living. This is the destiny. This is the only future and the ultimate destiny of the human race. All of creation was made to live under the lordship of Jesus Christ, and all of creation does. We, the crown of creation, God's image and likeness, human beings, are the only creatures in all the universe, as far as we know, that have a power and a capacity to say no to the lordship of God in Christ, to decide we're going to go our own way. Everything else, every other kind of animal lives by its own instincts. Every flower does what a flower is supposed to do. Everything in creation does what it's supposed to do. But we alone have free will. This is the risk that God took because he created us to share in the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He wants a family rooted in love, sharing in everything that belongs to God. Patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, joy, happiness, peace. That's what he's after. But fallen human nature, the human heart that is deceiving and shot through with sin, wants something else. In times like these, when the world seems to be sliding into darkness, what's needed is the light of Christ, of hope, of the possibility and the reality of something that can be hoped in that's real. We can live with confidence of the purpose and the destiny of our lives. The apostles constantly exhort us to pay attention to these battles and don't get caught up in the side battles in the culture in a way that's completely unhelpful and causes you to step outside the pattern of life that Jesus calls us to. Right now, we're meant to bear fruit. We're called to bear fruit. And Jesus said, literally, he commands us to bear fruit. And bearing fruit comes from abiding in Jesus, that's living with him. We can't bear fruit on our own energy and power. The fruit that lasts, the fruit that gives other people life, the fruit that brings glory to God, is the fruit that comes from your free decision, a creature, the creature of God, who's been made a son or daughter of God, to live with Christ. Take another example from Colossians chapter 3, for example. St. Paul says, if then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. There's a mind that's touched by God, that's alive to the prophetic promise and the reality of what God's accomplished in us in Christ. Now, Paul, he's saying, if you've been raised with Christ, everybody who's been baptized, in baptism we've been put to death. The old man in us has been put to death. in Christ, has been united to the cross of Jesus, that death on the cross that Jesus died for you and me, where literally Jesus destroyed the power of sin and death, and he became a sacrifice for our sin, and we're united to that sacrifice in baptism. And we're raised from baptism, a new creation. We're united to the life that's in Jesus, and that's the resurrected life of Jesus. He gives us a share in it. So Paul's talking to you and to me if you're baptized. He says, if then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. You know where you're going. The things that are above is the wisdom and the truth and the will of God, the kingdom of God that we pray, that Jesus taught us to pray for in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Let those be your prayers now. Thy kingdom come. Let the king come and reign in my life. Thy will be done. God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Is that even on your radar? The seeking of and the reaching out with the good news to other people who need it now so desperately. So keep your mind and heart set on Christ, who's seated at the right hand of the Father, because there's the promise. That's your destiny. And you've been given a down payment in the Holy Spirit in baptism, a promissory note from God that that's where you're headed if you're living in Christ. There's nothing bigger, more exciting, more beautiful, more awesome happening in your life than that reality. There just isn't. Even if you won the lotto, it doesn't matter. That's all passing away. You've been given something which is pure gold, will never pass away. So be clear. Set your mind. Where's your mind these days? Is your mind caught up from the moment you get up till the time you go to bed with the angst of the world? The latest news story, the latest gossip, the latest problem, and talking about it over and over and obsessing. I mean, the world is obsessing over things because it's living in the grip of fear. Paul knows that battle. And he reminds us, he exhorts us, he challenges us. He says, remember, for you've already died. You don't have to worry about your life. Your life is in the hands of God. The only thing you need to worry about is, am I living in the will of God? Am I the Lord's hands and feet right now? But if I'm totally preoccupied with my own anxieties and my fears and worries and securing my own comfort, I'm not free. I'm not free to live in love the way Jesus calls me to. And he says, for you've died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. So don't worry. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Friends, your life is headed toward total fulfillment in the glory of Jesus Christ. That's your greatest prize. That's the goal of your life. Keep that first. Listen to the apostles. We need this so much now, friends, because there's just so much confusion and darkened minds and foolishness and disorder and division, which comes from the father of lies. People are listening. I'm not saying they're waking up and intending to, but they're trapped and they're caught by the father of lies. We need to walk in truth, set our minds on Christ, and be the light that he's called us to be. That's your destiny. Live in it. God bless you. Go be the light of the world.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.